I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 867, A God Who Understands. Here's a tip for you. Don't say to someone going through a hard time, "I understand exactly what you're going through," because you don't. Even if you had something similar happen to you that happened to them, for example, losing a loved one, you still don't know exactly what they're going through because you didn't lose their loved one. Now, we can comfort one another with the comfort that we have received from God, as Scripture tells us. That's good, and that's the loving thing to do. But only God truly understands. And the incarnation of Jesus was meant to show us just that. This podcast is called The Two Greatest. After the two greatest commandments, Jesus said are to love God with all we've got and to love our neighbor. It's really easy to love God when you understand that He understands. It's written in Hebrews chapter 4, verses 15 and 16. "For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who has been tempted in all things as we are, yet without sin. Therefore, let us draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find help in time of need." Do you understand that God understands you? There's no need for us to explain to God what it's like down here, what it's like to be human, what it's like to be tempted. He understands. Jesus, our high priest, is not one who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, the writer tells us. He understands. He has been here. He has experienced the power of temptation. He has been exposed to the powerful seduction of the world. We see that in the recorded temptations of Jesus in Matthew chapter 4. Although that's clearly not the only time Jesus was tempted. In fact, our text says He was tempted in all ways as we are, yet without sin. He understands. He really understands. But do you understand that He understands? Now let's be careful. He did not become one of us so that He would be able to understand us. You say, what? Think about this. He always understood us. He is God. It is the nature of God to understand. He understands with the understanding of an architect who created something, an artist who painted something, a creator of anything who made something. He understands it inside and out, upside and down. He understands with an understanding beyond our ability to understand that He understands. Do you understand? Here's the great question. Describe the feeling that you feel when you begin to understand that God understands you completely and He still loves you unconditionally. Let's pray this prayer from Angela Pruitt. Father God, I thank You for sending me a Savior because I needed rescue and I continue to need it every day. Thank You for witnessing without judgment my agonizing struggle with temptation and for knowing my deepest heart's desire that is to live for Your glory. When my instinct is to run from You, when my inclination is to hide from You, when my urge is to lie to You, remind me that You know my frailties intimately and have compassion and mercy stored up for me, overflowing, when I come humbly to Your throne and lay it all at Your feet. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 868. And in the meantime, okay, so what do we do now? Well, the writer of Hebrews tells us in verse 16, "Let us therefore draw near to the throne of grace that we may receive mercy and find help in time of need." We don't draw back, we draw near. We come close to the Almighty God of the universe who came mighty close to us so we would begin to understand His love for us and for all those around us that we're to love too. We draw near not to receive punishment or judgment, but to receive mercy and grace and help in time of need. Do you understand? I could not understand that He understands, so He became a man. He subject Himself to grievous suffering, to temptation, to the full force of Satan's tempting power. Why did He do it? He did it so I can understand that He understands. Do you understand? We have a God who understands.